You've made it to Friday. Each Friday of the 21-Day Equity Challenge, we are pausing to make space for self-reflection during our equity journeys. Also on Fridays, we will get started with a land acknowledgement to ground us in our upcoming week of Equity Challenge content. As we gather in this communal space for the Equity Challenge over the coming week, we aim to advocate and support the advancement of the sovereignty of Michigan's Indigenous communities and individuals who have lived here and live here now. United Way for Southeastern Michigan's Detroit office is located on the lands of the Anishinaabe Nations of the Three Fires Council, the Ojibwe, Ottawa, and Potawatomi peoples. We recognize that all Indigenous peoples, here and beyond, whose land have been occupied, have and continue to be forcefully removed from their homelands. This is in solidarity with Black and Indigenous communities who continue to be systematically excluded and oppressed through the ongoing damaging effects of settler colonialism, genocide, and myths of white supremacy.
Hello and welcome to Day 11 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Andre Ebron. I use he, him pronouns, and you may recognize my voice from our Equity Challenge kickoff. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a handsome African-American male with a medium brown complexion that darkens when kissed by the sun. I wear glasses, and I have been told that I have a very inviting and welcoming smile. Let's dive in to our Equity Challenge content for today. Welcome to your second weekly self-check-in of the 2024 21-Day Equity Challenge. Each Friday, we will pause to make space for you to reflect on your equity journey so far and offer an opportunity to engage in our Community Action Friday project. It is important to check in with yourself on what you're both learning and unlearning, what topics you may want to revisit, and what topics you want to take more action on now and after the challenge. We encourage you to use today to review the challenge materials so far. The topics from our past week were Day 7, Welcoming Newcomers, Refugee and Immigration. Day 8, The Access to Justice Gap and Response in Michigan. Day 9, Unveiling Equity, Embracing Nonviolent Responses to Crises. Day 10, Anti-Trafficking, A Health Crisis. As you review the past challenge days, we encourage you to keep a running note or journal on your reflections and ideas for action. Here are some ways that you can take action this week. Join us for today's Community Action Friday at Avalon Healing Center, our challenge community partner that developed this past week's Day 10 on Human Trafficking. This project will involve a learning session about Avalon's work and time to debrief with other challenge participants. You can get more information and sign up on our volunteer portal. All links are provided in today's email. Want to take part in our virtual book drive taking place all challenge long? There's still time! You can sign up on our volunteer portal and support this project through June 14th, no matter where you live. Last Friday, our action item was to start a conversation with someone in your community on a topic that resonated with you or challenged you this week. If you haven't done this yet, now is your time. If you did do this, reflect on the following questions and next steps. How did talking to someone go? What went well? What didn't go well? How can you keep this person connected to the conversation moving forward? What tools can you take from the challenge to apply to your life? Start to pull them out and bookmark, make a folder to return to them later. Important links are provided within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reviewing this week's challenge days and engaging in the action items. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.